Looking for a hauntingly unique podcast this spooky season? Listen to I Talk to Ghosts for chilling ghost stories, genuine in-studio medium readings, and a virtual seance table where the spirits have an opportunity to speak directly to you. Find I Talk to Ghosts on all the podcast apps, including Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and YouTube. Happy haunting.
Hey, Ghosty Fam, Amy here. Welcome to The Activity Continues, a podcast where three soul friends talk about all things paranormal. Ghosts, hauntings, psychics, movies and TV shows, especially The Dead Files, and other spooky and spooky adjacent things. We also like to interview people in the paranormal community, as well as past Dead Files clients and other interesting people. Sometimes we even tell your stories. I hope you enjoy the show. Hello.
Hello. Thanks, everyone, for joining us again. Today, we're talking to Jennifer Page, host of the podcast I Talk to Ghosts. It's just Amy and I today, as Megan is taking some family time, and she'll be back with us next week. Amy, since you found Jennifer, do you want to tell us a little bit more about her?
Sure. So I was looking at a list of podcasts on a podcast awards site. I wanted to see like who won because we didn't. And I did see this podcast as one of the, this was still in the nomination stage because we didn't even win a nomination. But anyway, this one did. And I was intrigued by the name of the show because, as AP said, it's called I Talk to Ghosts. And I was like, hey, that sounds like something that we would like.
We're interested in.
You guys would like. So I looked her up. I watched a couple of her YouTube videos and I thought she was just lovely. So I asked her if she wanted to do a trailer swap. So if you've been listening for the past week or so, you've probably heard her trailer on our episodes. And you'll probably hear it this week too. And then I was like, hey, would you like to also come on and talk to us? And she was like, sure. So
awesome.
We're excited. It's her show is a paranormal podcast that combines the spooky and the spiritual, just like we do. It consists of ghost stories, in-studio medium readings, and personal accounts of Jennifer's path to mediumship and the unknown. She even does spirit readings with lucky listeners on her show. So just a little bit more about her before we bring her in. She is a professional spirit medium and spooky podcaster. Having grown up in multiple haunted houses, she has been fascinated by ghosts her entire life. Being a green witch, she loves to connect the spooky with the spiritual and shares both topics on her podcast, I Talk to Ghosts. Jennifer lives in the Pacific Northwest with her partner, Maxwell, and their black cat, Amulet. So all of her info will be in our show notes, and you can go to theactivitycontinues.com/Jennifer-Page, and that link will be in the show notes as well. With that, should we bring her in?
I think so.
Okay, let's do that.
I mean, Pacific Northwest, I've headed there in a couple weeks.
Yeah? Oh, yeah. Ask her for some
tips
on where to go and restaurants and stuff like that.
Hi.
Well, hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Welcome. We're so glad you could join us.
Oh my gosh. I feel like it was the hardest thing to pin me down.
Amy has to work with me, so she's used to that.
No, you're fine. You're both fine. It's good. It's all good. We only record every 2 weeks. So it was like, you know, trying to find a time because once we set our every two week recording schedule, other Amy here, I'm Amy, the one you've been talking to, AP, she's a very busy lady. She has a large family that she's very close with and they're always doing shit. So she's like, okay, I'm nailing down the dates that we decided to record. And then she's busy every other time. So, so it's like, if we're not going to do that, we got to find another time. And then
I do really try. It's just, it's one of those. It's like, I'm coming into the next 4 weeks of what I call crazy time because there is something literally going on every week that's fun and exciting. Like as you are joining us and she read that you're from the Pacific Northwest, I'm headed out there in a couple of weeks to Leavenworth, Washington for a solo trip.
Oh my gosh. Have you ever been there before?
Nope.
It's a lot of fun.
Yep.
So I hope you like German food.
I am Polish, but I did it. It is Oktoberfest, so I thought I'd go during that time. I've got horseback riding booked. I've got a sip and stroll tour so I can learn the history of the town. And so, yeah, when I had a few people suggest that area because of the things that I like to do. So,
how very cool. You're going to love it. You're going to love it. It's so charming. It's so cool.
Cool.
Yeah, I'm excited.
That's exciting. I can't wait to hear about all your stuff.
Where are you guys located otherwise?
Minnesota.
Both of you?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah.
Cool.
We're not too far. I'm in a suburb of Minneapolis and AP's in a suburb of St. Paul.
Yep.
So
cool. I'm originally from Chicago, so now I'm not too far away.
You're a Midwest girly too.
Sort of. I've been in the Pacific Northwest for over 20 years. I don't do the math. So yeah, all my family is still in the Chicagoland area.
Mm, okay. Great. Well, speaking of your growing up, one of the things I wanted to be sure to ask you about is you said you've lived in multiple haunted houses.
I have. Yeah. Including my current one. Mm. My childhood home, my very first childhood home that I can remember, I think that one was relatively quiet. I did suffer from sleepwalking and sleep talking when I was little. So I was the weird activity in that. But like when I was a Navy brat and we moved around a lot, and we ended up being stationed out in Connecticut. My stepdad was attached to a submarine, and that sounds weird, but yes.
just hanging on the edge.
hold your breath. And that house would, my bedroom was on the main floor and the rest of the bedrooms were upstairs. And I shared a room with my younger sister, and I would be woken up at night to what sounded like a party going on in the living room. Multiple people talking, maybe the TV was on, and I'm just laying there in the dark and I'm like, what is going on? You know, you can hear the conversation, but you can't quite make it out. And every time I would finally get up and go and investigate, as soon as I would cross the threshold into the living room, it would just stop. It'd be silent and completely dark in there, nothing going on. And that would happen like a lot in that house. And I lived in a haunted condo where it was, I lived there alone, and it was really hard to sleep at night, where it sounded like there was a brawl going on in the hallway and tumbling into my bedroom randomly.
That's good.
And also at random times without noise, I would come home to discover the runner rug in that hallway to be completely messed up. Go ahead.
What part of the States was this in?
This was in Washington. The first one was in Connecticut, and I'm skipping to when I'm older. Yeah. And then there were other weird instances where I found like a pile of Triscuits on my bed.
What?
The milk in the cabinets. I'm pretty sure I did not do that.
Someone just wanted to make sure that you were getting your nutrition in the middle of the night.
And that your milk would spoil.
Yep.
Right. And just random spooky things, you know. That place was the hardest to sleep in, and I wanted to keep my bedroom door shut and locked, and that seemed to antagonize it more.
Oh, interesting.
So I was kind of forced to sleep with my bedroom door open. And other instances that come to mind, my current house, we've had things move, disappear, reappear. Disembodied voices. I saw the Hat Man once.
No.
If you want to hear that story.
Yeah.
I was having a really bad day that day. I'm not a grumpy person. I think it's kind of a waste of time to continue to just stew and be mad about something that's not going on anymore. But I was having a bad day. And that night when I went to bed, my partner happened to be snoring, and I couldn't go to sleep. And I was just like, oh, I'm just stewing. And I went upstairs to our entertainment room, and I decided to sleep on the couch, and I just couldn't get rid of this bad mood. And I had the idea that well, this isn't my energy to keep. It was kind of given to me. I'm going to fling it back out into the universe and eventually go to sleep. And I did. I don't know why I thought that was a good idea. And
in a haunted house.
Yeah. I wake up and I think someone's here. And I open my eyes and I kind of sit up, and there's this large shadow figure in the corner, really huge hat, glowing orange eyes. Part of me was like, this is so cliche, but
<You're> like, could you come up with something better?
Right. I'm like, is this true? Is this really like, this is what happens? And the silhouette edges of him was like wispy smoke. And I immediately recognized who this was. And I'm like, no. And I laid back down and I look again, and he was gone. And I don't know how, but I just went back to sleep. Mm-hmm. And I have since learned that, you know, with mediumship, I'm flinging my energy out there with love and high vibration to be like a beacon for spirit to come close. And here I was that night flinging out all this awful, nasty, negative energy. And it's like, Jennifer, what did you think was going to happen? You know? So since then, I've really learned to kind of check my mood and pay attention to what I'm doing with it.
Wow. That's a lesson for sure.
Right.
Scary.
Now,
gosh.
When you were talking about this house, I was listening to one of your episodes earlier, and I was drawn, of course, to the one, I think it was in February or January, that was of pet spirits visiting.
Uh-huh.
And so you talked about a cat that you thought it was your amulet, but you reached out and amulet wasn't there. So you're like, yep, we got a ghost cat. So that's, you know, have you had more instances of that presence around you?
I think I also mentioned on that episode that I felt a cat like nudge up against my leg, and like I even felt my skirt move, and I
like where they hit you with their head before they roll around you and kind of do that curl.
There's been a couple other times since then where I've felt a cat jump up on the bed, you know, it's very distinct. And then another time where I heard a cat jump down. And we have pretty creaky floors too. And sometimes it'll sound like someone came into the room. Other times it's like, oh, that really sounds like a cat, you know, but haven't been really able to identify that one. I have mixed ideas, and it depends on when you ask me.
Yeah. Well, we're both very big pet people. And so like, both of us were listening to different ones, and we, of course, were drawn to the different animal related ones. So, and yeah, I loved the story that was, I think Allison was your guest that day, and she talked about her mom's horse that had passed away, and then the dog that they got. And she said, I don't know about animal reincarnation, but I am a full believer that our pets that pass either come back to us, or they send us what we need when we're least expecting it. So I'm often talking with people who have lost pets, and like, it's not a replacement. They're your heart healer. They're just helping you replace. They're helping you fix that scar that's on your heart, or that open wound on your heart right now.
Yeah, I really agree. There's something about our pets and our animals that they are the most caring and giving and healing souls. They would do anything for you. And it really comes through every time. And I just cherish them. They're just so precious, and it should be respected and honored. And I absolutely agree with you that other pets, you know, our pets who have passed on can use that synchronicity to kind of nudge a new one to come through. Or maybe they're even communicating and like, yeah, I've got this, you know.
You gotta go take care of this one. And it was funny because I text Amy as I was listening to that, because all of a sudden you were talking about, you know, that dogs and you know, people, it was at another point where you were channeling somebody's dog that had come in. And I was like, definitely feel a lot of connection to whoever that person was. And, you know, the person was potentially feeling guilty about wanting to get another dog. And that, I was like feeling all of that and starting to cry a little bit. Well, Wesley, the great grandson of my heart and soul dog who passed away, he jumped up in my lap. And he's not a small dog. He came right over. You know, I was listening to it. I was working. He came right over, nudged my hand, and jumped right into my lap.
Oh, yeah.
That's so sweet.
That's just fantastic. I love it. I love it.
He did that when we first logged on tonight, too.
Mm-hmm.
He jumped right into AP's lap and just sat there and then looked over her, like, desktop.
I'm in front of a window. Yeah.
Out the window. And he was like,
Does he usually jump up on your lap like that, or is this a new thing?
Nope, this has been something he's been doing for a while. Because I'm a window with a ground floor, so he likes to come up when I start working. He or if I haven't been over to my desk for a little while, he likes to come over and scan the area.
Mm-hmm.
And I like it's like he's looking out to make sure that everything's okay. And then he'll kind of get like worked up, and I'll be like, "It's okay. They're allowed to be out there. They're allowed to walk. That dog is allowed to walk past us." And he's like, right. Okay. Everything's good. We're good. And he's not a small dog. He's 61 pounds.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Knucklehead.
Boy.
Yeah. So I did have a question for you about, you know, obviously you've had experiences for a very long time, but what was kind of your aha or light bulb moment that was like, I should do a podcast where I talk about some of the stuff or talk with people?
Oh, well, I've always been interested in the paranormal.
Mm-hmm.
I love ghost stories. I love just the idea of all the strangeness. I think that when we focus on the material world and what you see is what you get, it feels really small and cold. But when we suddenly venture into things we just can't explain, the mm-hmm. world just seems more wondrous to me, even if I'm terrified. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And my partner, Maxwell, and I had a podcast called Odd Tonic, where we shared weird history, strange science, and the paranormal. And we had to put that on hold for various personal reasons, and the pandemic hit.
Mm-hmm.
And I just missed it. I missed podcasting. I missed having that paranormal schedule in my life. Mm-hmm. And for a while, I was just like, I want to start a podcast where I'm telling ghost stories and just really leaning into that and just the nuances and really trying to convey as best I can the emotion of it and share stories that, you know, just stick in my head and mm-hmm. I want to share them with others. And, you know, I was telling my partner about it. I'm like, yeah, I want to do this. I'm not sure what I was going to call it. I thought maybe I'd call it Spooky Tea. But one day, because yeah, I love my tea as well.
I love that.
One day I was backing out of the driveway. I think it might have been like Easter weekend. And I just got the mental suggestion, why not call it I Talk to Ghosts? And I'm like, I love that. I love that idea. And I like, run home. I tell Maxwell, I'm like, I'm going to call it I Talk to Ghosts. And he's like, that's a great name, but you don't. And I'm like, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. I'm going to call it this. And my aha moment was just, I really wanted to just, I was actually doing a tarot reading for someone, and his messaging was, just do it, just do the thing. Mm-hmm. And we started talking about our personal projects, and he's like, just do it. I'm like, you're right. And, mm-hmm. and from there, now it's been 2 years, weekly podcast. And in that space in time, I started developing mediumship. And then Maxwell was like, you got to share your readings on the podcast. And I kind of did the mental freak out of, no, I couldn't possibly. Okay, what would that look like? Mm-hmm. And I'm like, but my commitment was, because we lost Odd Tonic, was that I didn't want to overcommit, and I was already at my limit with the ghost mm-hmm. stories. Mm-hmm. And he said, you record them, I will edit your readings for you.
Oh,
and
nice.
And so he edits them for time and gets rid of all my ums and mm-hmm. you knows.
Mm-hmm.
And then he'll hand that off to me, and I'll stitch it into the rest of the podcast. So I'm really thankful for him for always that's pushing awesome. Me and helping me. And
that's lovely.
Mm-hmm.
It's great to have support like that.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Oh, that's, I was also curious how, where the idea came from of doing those readings or sharing them. And so that's really cool that it was also, you know,
yeah,
something that ended up working.
Yeah. Absolutely. Because, you know, later on, he's like, you know, when you told me the name of it, I thought, well, you don't talk to ghosts. And now you do talk to mm-hmm. ghosts. Mm-hmm. And he's like, that's weird.
It was like, just fulfillment.
Yeah. Someone was already just prodding me along. And mm-hmm. they knew before I knew.
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, that makes me think of one of the things I wanted to ask you about mm-hmm. spirit guides. I listened to one of your episodes about spirit guides, and I know that you have a meditation on your website that people can go in and download mm-hmm. and a 30-minute meditation. And I just listened to that episode today, so I have not done that yet. I would like to. But I just wondered if you have any little tips you can give to just, like, I don't want you to give away anything for free that you don't normally, but just something that you can give to help those of us who are just sort of learning about this whole thing. Mm-hmm. I know we've talked about this before on our show, that we know we have spirit guides. We just don't know who they are. And we don't really know how to talk to them or how to hear them talk to us or whatever clair we end up being able to use, mm-hmm. how to get the information from them. Because I know that I'm pretty sure that there's people up there trying to get to me and I'm just dense and I don't mm-hmm. know that I'm like, you know, they're probably like, hello. and I know, like, also not just spirit guides, but I've been told that my dad, this is my dad right there when he was much younger, he passed away in 2019 and he was a radio broadcast type TV guy. And I have heard at least two, maybe three now psychics, mm-hmm. mediums have told me that my dad is with me all the time. He's with mm-hmm. me everywhere. He walks around back here mm-hmm. and that he's always trying to talk to me. And I'm like, I'm too obtuse. I don't know how to, like, hear him or sure. my spirit guide. So I was wondering if you had any sort of tips for people like us.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And it's, nothing is ever about a paywall or anything, right? I feel the more we can share with each other, the better. My real advice for that is our analytical mind is constantly trying to figure things out, right? It will tear things apart until it has something it can hold in its hands and it says, aha, proof. And all of the spirit world does not belong in that space. Mm-hmm. In fact, when I get ready for a reading, I'm like, okay, analytical mind. And I do this literal move of taking my mind and placing it down and go, shh, I love mm-hmm. you, but shut up. Mm-hmm. You know, so it's really a question of getting out of your own way and creating a space and being open to it and no expectations. And because when we sit there and we think this is what it needs to be, this is what it's going to look like, you know, you're in the wrong space. And I will sit there and write thinking, because it gives my brain something to do. And you think it would make it focus more on the wrong side, but actually it gives it something to do. And the rest of your brain kind of opens up to kind of be that antenna, that, you know, pop. And you just don't know what it'll look like. Every reading of mine, sometimes they're all different. Sometimes I'll get great visuals. Sometimes I'll hear something. Sometimes I'll smell something. Sometimes I'll just feel it, like it's my personality, my emotions. And if I sat down and said, well, today it better be visuals, I'm going to get nowhere, you know? Mm-hmm. And if I'm trying to fill in my own blanks, I'm going to get nowhere. So it's really, that's where meditation really comes into play, where you're just flowing, you know, you're in a dreamy type state. Mm-hmm. You're just allowing and getting out of your own way. And from there, you know, if you're drawn to tarot, go ahead and play with tarot cards. If it's pendulums, maybe explore pendulum work. Or it could just be kind of like automatic writing where you're just inspired to write. Like you can write your own question, like, Dad, what's the most important thing you want to say to me today? And he, you know, it might be like, hey, remember all that great fried chicken I used to make, you know, and all of a sudden it's like, oh, I'm writing all this stuff. And when you sit back and look at it, you might be like, oh, wow, where did that come from? I think we've all kind of had that divine inspiration in life where we'll do something and then we step back and it's like, was that mine? Can I take credit for that? It's almost in the same space there as well. But the other step in the advice is don't start questioning it and don't look for others to validate it for you. Mm-hmm. You know, a lot of times they'll be like, I asked this and I got this answer. Or I saw this symbol or suddenly the song came on the radio. What does it mean? And it's like, well, what do you think it means? It came to you. It was your experience. What's the underlying feeling? And just leaning into it and trusting it will just bring more. So it's just about cultivating that faith in that space to open up and don't put it on this mystical, unattainable shelf that you can't possibly reach and you're not gifted. If you say that to yourself, there's your mental block. You're not going to be able to do it. Mm-hmm. So it's like, I'm just going to relax. I'm going to meditate. I'm going to walk in nature. I'm going to wear my dad's favorite sweater, whatever. And then just be like, I'm open, you know, and you can certainly also, you know, set an intention, very important, and also fling love out there. The other thing I would say, you know, spirit guides, I feel like we're a little less attached, but when we're trying to contact a loved one that we miss and we're grieving for, and you're going to have, well, first, grief is a low vibration energy, right? And then you're also going to have that fear of what if nothing happens, you know, and those things can really hold you back from getting into that flow and getting into the space you need to get into. So I hope that makes sense.
Yeah, it does. It does. And I feel like I know that my dad's there, and I'll talk to him every once in a while. I'll be like, hey, what do you think of that? So, and I don't actually, it's weird, but I don't actually feel like major grief. I didn't even when he passed, of course I cried, but I was like, he always believed that there was something beyond. Mm-hmm. And he always said, when I go, I'm going to come back. I'm going to come back and I'm going to tell you what it was like or what it's like over there. And I'll find a way. And I at first I was like, he hasn't done anything. And I, you know, but then, and this was way before the podcast. So I've always been into spooky shit, always, but and he's the one that helped me with that. He used to make haunted houses for me and stuff all the time at Halloween in our attic. And he was, you know, he fostered that with me. But so when he said, you know, I'm going to come back and haunt you, he never said haunt you, but, you know, he's like, I'm going to come back and
I'll be there.
I say that to people as a joke. But so I always feel like I know that he's there, but I don't feel like I'm getting specifics. Mm-hmm. But I do get specifics on things like, I'll be peeling an orange and something in my head will go, be very careful with that knife. And then I don't pay attention and I cut my finger.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I knew I was going to do that. Yeah. I knew I was going to do that. And I didn't stop it because I thought it was just brain junk, you know?
Yeah.
So I know there's stuff like that. And I do tend to doubt it. Like you said, don't doubt it. Don't ask other people. That's
Don't ask your husband.
My husband's a huge skeptic. Mm-hmm. Because I do that all the time. I'm like, oh, I had a dream about this. What do you think it means? Or I had been thinking about my dad in the evening and I woke up in the morning and opened up my phone and it was on Amazon Music and it was a song in the screen. It wasn't playing, but it was when I opened it up, Amazon Music was on. I don't usually use Amazon Music on my phone. It's there, but I don't use it. And it was a song that he liked by a band that he used to love. And I was like, what did that mean? Well, I mean, I knew it had something to do with my dad, but I didn't know what it meant. Uh-huh. So I was asking everybody and they're like, oh, maybe he's just saying hi.
Yeah.
You know, and I think I had more meaning than just hi.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, that really is enough. I mean, that's
was it a little bit more like, hey, dummy, I'm right here.
Yeah, maybe.
I'm telling you, I'm right here.
Could I be more obvious? Yeah.
Could I be wearing any more clothes?
Yeah, I think that when they just pop into our head or we get the suggestions and things like that, I do think it's them like genuinely communicating with us. And also, I have had those experiences in the past where it's like, make sure you take your keys or whatever. And you're mm-hmm. like, I'm not even going to the storage unit or whatever. And then mm-hmm. suddenly you find yourself at the store and it's like, why didn't I listen? Mm-hmm. And there's something about that wavelength. It's a little bit dreamy and we're just kind of like, nah, our analytical brain is just like, quiet you, I know what I'm doing.
Yeah,
and
it's exactly.
Like, and we really have to force train ourselves to like pay attention to those thoughts sometimes. I think it's really interesting.
Yeah.
Talking about that, Amy, remember when I got locked out of the cabin a couple of weeks ago?
Oh, yeah.
So I was up at my aunt's cabin and I didn't unlock any of the other doors.
All by myself.
Yeah. Lake home. It's not a cabin. They had just been up there 2 days before. So they left the cabin unlocked for me. And I get up there, have everything just fine. Wednesday, Thursday evening, I went out on my paddleboard. So I am in a swimsuit and a long sleeve shirt. And I come back up to the front door and I go to open the door and it goes clunk, clunk, clunk. The tumbler broke in it. Nothing else is unlocked.
Oh, no.
One of their bedroom windows was open. I saw it earlier in the day and I was like, oh, I should probably go close that. But then I got into doing something else and was like, nah, just leave it open. They probably left it open for a reason. Like something was just like, nah, just leave it. That's how I got in.
Wow.
It was because that window was open mm-hmm. and I had to break into my aunt and uncle's cabin. They gave me permission. But when you were talking about that of like ignoring something or whatever, mm-hmm. in this case, that voice or that instinct was just like, just leave it. It's fine. You mm-hmm. know, and Amy knows this. I get weird instincts where I just have to tell people something and I don't know why I need to tell them. We often see it in our chats. All of a sudden, like I'll get like real preachy for a second. I'm like, I don't mean to be preachy. I don't know where this is coming from, but. Or like I'll get like got
three long pages of something that Amy's coming up with. And I'm like, oh my God, she's on fire.
And the odd thing is that like most of the time it makes sense. Even if it's not me looking at it, I go back and read it. I'm like, did I make sense? Was I too mean? Did I do something wrong here? But there's just always this like, I've got to tell somebody. I've got to tell them this thing.
That's cool.
Or Amy, you telling about dreams. Like I like to try and I listen and I've read through a lot of stuff on dreams, kind of mm-hmm. self-taught on my own. And so she and Megan will say some things. And I'm like, well, what if it's like this? And didn't you just have that traumatic experience happen? And now you're thinking about that traumatic experience as you went to bed. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Okay. So mm-hmm. it's like putting, because I know dreams don't really mean what they are. They're right. symbols. And they're ways for us to get messages or hear things because we're not paying attention to it in the daytime.
Yeah. It's like subconscious processing.
Mm-hmm.
And like I'll often ask someone, well, what was the underlying emotion in mm-hmm. the dream? Mm-hmm. You know, mm-hmm. And we can usually get some clues from that as well. My stepdad passed away, I think it was 10 years now. And every once in a while, he would show up in my dreams. And every mm-hmm. time I would be like, oh my gosh, you're here. You're here. Oh my gosh. Mm-hmm. And every time I had a new dream about him, he was younger.
Mm.
And then, you know, it turns out that the next dream, he was younger than when I knew him.
Mm.
And the last dream I had of him, I woke up crying because I was told he reincarnated.
I was going to say, is he coming back?
Wow.
Yeah. And like, I don't have dreams that, you know, you can tell when a dream is just a dream and when mm-hmm. there's this, you know, when it's different and it's weird. And that was just when we were talking about dreams and interpretation stuff. Sometimes dreams can be really funky. Like mm-hmm. everything else is funky going on, you know, and then all of a sudden there's someone there who really catches your attention. Like, oh my gosh, this is different. You know, mm-hmm. and it's just really fascinating.
Yeah. Dreams are very strange. I had a dream recently where I was in the car with my husband and he drove us into a wall. And in the dream, the beginning part of the dream, we were in the car just driving around and I was telling him a story about something that happened earlier. And it happened earlier in the dream too. And it was just a weird thing. And I was like, this is so weird that this happened. Da, 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 da. And he was probably not even listening to me. He was like in a trance kind of thing. Mm-hmm. And then drove over through a construction zone and into a concrete wall. Oh, and man. I kind of winced. And then when I opened my eyes, I was like, I think this is a dream. I think this is a dream. I'm going to open up my eyes and I'm going to be in my bedroom. And I opened up my eyes and I could still see the concrete wall. And I was like, oh shit, this is it. This is it. Close my eyes, open again. I'm in my room.
Wow.
But I wasn't scared, or it was just calm, but weird. I was like, mm-hmm. that was weird. Mm-hmm. But I wasn't scared. I wasn't mad. I wasn't hurt. It was bizarre that I would have expected to wake up from a dream like that with my heart racing and shaking and crying. It wasn't.
Wow.
It was very strange. So when you say like, what was the underlying feeling of that dream? Uh-huh. It wasn't scary, and which is really strange because I expected that I would be in a state of fear when I woke up, and I wasn't.
Yeah.
That's bizarre.
Very bizarre.
Yeah.
I had a recent dream that there was a zombie attack and I hid in the bathroom under a pile of stuffed animals with a washcloth on my face. Like, oh. What does that mean?
I have so many questions about zombies. How do they always get so fast?
Right. That's just Hollywood trying to make them scarier.
Yeah.
Like they're not scary enough.
Right. Right. I saw a movie a long time ago, and I won't go into it too much, but it was not a well-known movie. I don't even know how we found it. I think it was called like Zombies, Oh My God, or something like that. Uh-huh. And it had to do with zombies and people that were becoming zombies. And then you had the normal, you know, the humans, and then you had the zombies. And the zombies in their portion of the film, they're moving about like normal. It's the humans that see them in slow motion. Because the two realms or whatever, whatever side you're on mm-hmm. is behaving in a different speed than the other. So when the zombies are just talking to each other, they're just normal like this. But when the humans see them, they're going very slowly. Weird. And the zombies opposite. It was very strange. I was like, this is not a concept I had ever thought of before.
Right. Like, I know what layer to add to this. Trippy.
Yeah, it was. It was cool. All right. Do we have, you have another question, Amy?
I do.
Sure.
Thank you for listening. The Activity Continues. We'll be back after this short break. Unleash the power of stories anywhere, anytime with Audible. Immerse yourself in gripping stories, insightful knowledge, and captivating characters anytime, anywhere. Audible is your library on the go. With hundreds of thousands of titles across every genre, there's a world of reading waiting for your ears. Listen while you cook, clean, or commute. Free your eyes to conquer your day, all while feeding your mind. Start your 30-day free trial today and discover the joy of listening. Go to audibletrial.com/TAC. That stands for The Activity Continues. With your free 30-day trial, you get one credit, two credits if you're a Prime member, good for any premium selection titles you like, yours to keep. You get the Audible Plus catalog of podcasts, audiobooks, guided wellness, and Audible originals. Listen all you want, no credits needed. Again, that is audibletrial.com/TAC.
So this is kind of a twofold, and you can answer either one or both. But
okay,
what is one of your most memorable experiences of your own, whether it's paranormal or, you know, messages that you're receiving? And if there's anything from a reading that you've got that's like, that was so interesting, weird, out of this world, that you're able to share.
Okay. I actually keep a list of those unexplainable details that to me prove that mediumship is real. Mm-hmm. Because again, even I have notebooks of hundreds of pages of notes from every reading I've done, you know, and still my analytical brain is trying to figure it out, right? Mm-hmm. So I have this go-to list of like, this happened. You can't explain it. Stop trying to explain it, you know? And just even recently, I did a reading for someone and she wanted to connect with her mother. And this was our second reading and stuff that kind of, it's like, oh, I think this is for my husband. I think this is for my husband. Have him come in. And so I was talking to him and it turns out he really missed his mother-in-law too. And they had a really great relationship and he was getting really, really sad. Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden I just saw her doing this to him. And I'm like, okay, what is this? Is she messing up your hair? Is she knocking your hat off? She's like, don't be so serious. And he said, she used to do that to me all the time. She used to knock my hat off my head and tell me not to be serious. Oh. And you know, and you sit there and you're like, objectively, you're like, you can't explain that. You just mm-mm. can't explain that. And there was another time where I was doing a reading for someone and her boyfriend wanted to listen in. And I'm like, well, you got to be careful because if you're there, you never know, mm-hmm. you might be pulled in. And I'm talking to her about her family and they had a farm. And all of a sudden, and sometimes messages will leapfrog onto each other, like I'm seeing a farm. And all of a sudden I'm like, I'm seeing rabbits. I'm seeing white rabbits. And she goes, no, they never had rabbits. And all of a sudden she says to her boyfriend, babe, where are you going? And like, he freaked out and left. And he's like, my grandmother raised rabbits they were white rabbits. And we're like, come back
in the room. Get back in here.
And I'm like, all right, what is she saying? And he's like, she's who I was hoping to hear from. And she was showing me that they had a very great friendship. They were very philosophical with each other and that they just, had this ideation about their conversations and would just philosophize and talk about the universe and all these things. And all that was just coming through. And like, he wasn't even expecting a reading that day. And I wasn't expecting to mm-hmm. have him have a reading that day. Mm-hmm. And it's just little details like that. And it's not just about, oh, it's the grandmother who bakes or, you mm-hmm. know, just these vague, they call it Clara vagueness.
yeah.
You know, where it could be anyone. It's like, no, it's when those unexplainable details come in. They get me every time and I just feel so lit up because of them. And it's just wonderful to witness it. And it will always happen. It's part of the experience. And I will just never take it for granted. So yeah, mm-hmm. all of them are wondrous and unexplainable and really, really that. Fascinating. Yeah.
That's so cool.
That's my first reading with Jenny. She described pierogies to me.
Oh yeah.
Because my grandma was making her taste them. And yeah. she couldn't figure it out. She's like, I've had it before, but it's not something I've had in a long time. And so she started explaining what she was tasting. And I was like, oh, that's pierogi, which I make pierogi every year at Christmas, a couple hundred of them. And I
grandma's recipe, right?
Great grandma's recipe.
Great grandma.
But not her mom. It was my grandpa's mom. But my grandma and my grandpa used to make them together. And that came through as you're doing a good job. Keep doing what you're doing. Cause both my dad and his brother said that mine remind them so much of what their parents used to make. So I'm like, cool. I've got that.
Yeah.
Cause it was never a written recipe. It was a verbal recipe that was handed down verbally over the years. So I learned from my aunt who had picked it up from my grandma and grandpa, but I remembered making them once or twice with my grandma. So
now you're spirit certified.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh my God. If you ever decide to sell them, that's what you need to.
There's a whole longer story that I won't go into that on a recording, on a non-recording, I'll go into that story. But yeah, it solidified a lot of things. So, but that was the first reading I had with Jenny, which then I was like, okay, there's no way she could have known this. There's absolutely no way. She had my first name and my cell phone number. And my dad had gone with me that day too. And he went in and had his own reading first. And all she knew was that he was my dad. Mm-hmm. We had never met.
Yeah.
And he hasn't gone back since, but I think he's too scared. He'll cry too much.
Mm. Oh, I think, I think that having the less information, the better,
mm-hmm.
because then you just don't know. You have that blank slate to work with, and your brain isn't trying to engage and fill in the blanks and say, mm-hmm. okay, I know she's Polish. Therefore, you know, it's mm-hmm. like, no, you know, just having your first name, that's great.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. When we went to see her the first time, Amy brought me and our other co-host, Megan, who's not here with us tonight.
Mm-hmm.
And my husband, who's a skeptic, he was like, oh, great. Have fun. And when I was leaving, I said, all right, well, I'm going. And he said, have fun. She's probably been Googling you all day. And I said, no, she doesn't know. I don't even know if she knew my first name. She just knew Amy just told her she was bringing some friends.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, oh, she could figure it out. I'm sure she can figure it out. I'm like, well, if she could figure that out, then she is psychic, right? Because nobody gave her, because he's like, she's probably been on your Facebook all day, blah, blah, blah. And then it turns out one of the people that came through was an aunt of mine that I wasn't that close to. I don't talk about her regularly. I've never mentioned her on Facebook or anywhere else. Neither Amy or Megan even knew I had an aunt.
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
So, you know, and it was just random that she would come through mm-hmm. and Jenny said stuff that she could not possibly have known. Even if she had spent all day Googling me, she wouldn't have found this aunt. Mm-hmm. So that was when I was like, oh, this is definitely real.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely real.
And sometimes things will go through. You know, the person I'm reading for, that they're called your sitter. Mm-hmm. Sometimes things will come in that my sitter doesn't know. And then mm-hmm. they have to go and ask other family members. Mm-hmm. And then they'll come back to me and say, oh my gosh, it's true. This mm-hmm. happened. And I love that too, where you know you're just not reading someone psychically.
Exactly.
As if that's not a feat in itself.
Right. That's impressive too. But yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, when something comes through. So even if you get a no from someone, you can't let that shut down the whole process. Just be like, all right, especially if it comes up more than once, it's like, all right, mm-hmm. make a little note. And if you're compelled or comfortable asking others, just go investigate a little bit, because mm-hmm. someone else will know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's just really neat.
Yeah. Well, Jenny also had us record the whole session. And then we mm-hmm. went back and we recorded that too. But she was like, I like people to record stuff because a lot of times it doesn't make a lot of sense when we're talking about it, but you'll listen to that recording again in 2-3 months and everything might click for you, or something new might click for you. And that's absolutely happened with all of us, I think.
I think there's something about being in the hot seat mm-hmm. and, you know, it's kind of a awe-inspiring moment, or your brain can freeze up and you're just like, I don't know. And I've certainly had that happen with people. As soon as you get off the call with them, all of a sudden mm-hmm. they're like, oh my gosh, I'm so dumb. Yeah. mm-hmm. I figured it out right away.
Yeah.
It's like, it's okay. I completely appreciate what's going on. And, you know, we have to give each other grace.
Yeah. That's so cool that you can do that though.
I honestly think we all have the capability.
You know, and every person that we've spoken to that does what you do has said the same thing. You just have to let it happen. It's not a gift, it's an ability, and we all have it. And mm-hmm. you just have to, just like anything else, you have to practice.
Yeah. And I listened, Jennifer, to your latest episode that came out on the 20th. And you said something at the beginning or in there about, you know, kind of all mediums, we do things a little bit differently, but that doesn't mean anybody's wrong. Mm-hmm. And I think that's really something powerful to be said, because we have interviewed several different people who do things a little bit differently. And I could hear somebody saying, well, see, they all do it differently. Therefore, it's all hubbub. Like it's all BS, right? Because mm-hmm. everybody does things differently. But we all take messages differently too. I was a former teacher. Everybody learns differently. Everybody reacts to things differently. So I thought that that was a really great statement that I wanted to make sure that we repeated out there too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And you know, I am absolutely fine with someone deciding, you know, making up their mind, being a skeptic, whatever they want to believe. Mm-hmm. I don't really feel that I have to prove anything. I don't have to defend anything. If it's not for you, well, that's okay. Mm-hmm. That has nothing to do with me.
Yeah.
But there's just so much in our world that we kind of overlook and take for granted that we can't explain on a day-to-day basis in order mm-hmm. to navigate this reality. Like with the skeptic, it's like, okay, well, define consciousness. Are you telling me consciousness doesn't exist? Are we having this conversation right now? Mm-hmm. You're saying you're not conscious, that I'm not conscious. We don't, you know, it's like, mm-hmm. where do you draw the line yeah. as to having the answers? And that's up to each individual as to, you know, I completely respect that we want to be comfortable. Mm-hmm. We want to have our answers, and no one should ever try to take that away from you. It, mm-hmm. We're all on a different path with our own different experiences. And when someone is a skeptic, I do like to say, what experiences have you had that led you to this conclusion? Because I am interested in knowing, like, what experiences, what data have you collected that you believe this? And it's just, perspectives are fascinating to me. Mm-hmm. And I don't take offense to any of it. We all are looking out our own eyes. And that's what we've got.
Yeah.
And it's not fair to try and override someone for your own comfort in wanting to know. So it's just like, believe what you want to believe. It's okay. It's yeah. absolutely okay.
And yeah. I love that too, because as you were talking, I'm thinking about all the people who, when you tell them you've been to a medium or, you know, something like that, they automatically go into, oh, blah, blah, blah. Just like what Amy was talking about, her husband did. Yeah. And it's just like, well, what is it? Is it hurting you?
Yeah.
Is it hurting? Is it hurting you physically to allow somebody else to have that thought? You know, if it helps them. I know a friend of mine who has gone to see Jenny as well. She lost her husband tragically and unexpectedly, and she went, and all I told Jenny was, a friend of mine's going to contact you, and that was it. And actually, no, she and I went together. Sorry, we went, and I think she's gone a second time, but we went together, and I just said, a friend of mine is coming with me. We're going to have our own sessions. And that was that. And I know that she recorded that session, and she's listened to it a few times to be like, reaffirm, this is what's going on. Because then there was all this nastiness after his death mm. and with it, his ex and the kids that he and his ex had that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, there is a lot of stuff.
Yeah, that's hard.
And, you know, it's like some people would say, well, she just made it all up anyways to make you feel better. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't think so. Like, there's a lot of, you know, there might be some people out there that do that, and that's unfortunate, but I think there's a mm-hmm. lot of really good people out there doing a lot of really great work, like you, Jennifer.
Oh, thank you. That's why I think the details are just so important. Mm-hmm. You know, it's all about what was never posted online. Mm-hmm. And yeah, of course, we live in the age of social media and things are out there. And even obituaries are posted out there. But it's like, no, you can't just give that information. It needs to be deeper than that. It mm-hmm. needs to be details that no one would know. And right. and that, or it could be like, I remember there was one sitter that I had connected with her. I think it was her grandfather. And I'm like, he has crazy hair. I'm like, did he wear toupee? And she's like, oh yeah, he wore a toupee. And he always wore that thing. And it blurted out of my mouth, it was cheaper than having a dog. And I cover my mouth, and she started laughing. She's like, he would say that all the time, that his toupee was his pet, and like it was cheaper than having a pet. And I'm oh my God, was that on the internet somewhere? You know?
I mean, if it was, then you should probably be a detective. I mean, right?
Yeah, I don't have the time to research people and come up with these weird organic things to say. And But you know, the people who jumped to that, they weren't curious enough to ask you mm-hmm. about the details. They just mm-hmm. automatically assumed, and they were there already. And it's yep. like,
Or they go, oh, you led because you mm-hmm. answered yes to that question. Okay, mm-hmm. well, it was a yes, no question. So what was I supposed to do? But going with this, mm-hmm. what would be a piece of advice you would offer to somebody who is maybe on the fence, but nobody in their family or friends would ever be willing to go with them or support, you know, somebody going to see a medium? Like, what kind of advice would you offer to someone who's really wants to, but that logic, that analytical uh-huh. piece is sitting there going, yeah, don't do it. Don't do it. And sure. this side is going, go, go, go.
Uh-huh. That's a great question. No one's ever asked me that question before.
Yes.
Ooh, good job, Avery.
Cold start.
I think that ultimately in your heart, it's up to you, right? But if you're feeling, if it keeps coming up and you keep wondering and you keep thinking, oh, it could be, you know, someone in the spirit world is nudging you, mm-hmm. you know, and of course, do your research about, you know, what medium seems to resonate with you. That's why I love to share my readings because mm-hmm. people can mm-hmm. check out my work without any commitment. They're, you know, mm-hmm. a fly on the wall. And I would say that a sitter's energy is incredibly important because you're loved ones, they're connected to you. They're not connected to me. Mm-hmm. And they need to trust themselves. They need to trust me. I need to trust them. I need to trust myself. I need to trust the spirit world. And all these things, when it blends together, can be very magical and it could be very wonderful. But if someone is bringing the energy of, I don't want to pick up the phone, you know, that's what you're bringing to the reading. You know, mm-hmm. and you have to be aware of that. Mm-hmm. And that I can hear myself talking. It sounds like an excuse, but no, we're talking about energy here. It matters. Mm-hmm. You know, our intentions matter. So just, you know, if you're hearing this opposition, is it just because of the people in your life and you're wondering, you know, what are they going to think? Well, mm-hmm. don't necessarily tell them. Mm-hmm. You know, it's your own personal experience for your own personal reasons. And then when you do book a reading, just go in with an open mind and an open heart, you know, and at least be comfortable with that and saying, you know, I'm here with love and curiosity and I want to see what happens, you know. But when we're cagey and we're kind of hold back, and you know, mediums are empathic and they feel that too. Mm-hmm. And I grew up naturally shy. And when I'm around other shy people, it's like, why are you shy? Should I be shy? Why are we not shy right now?
Do you know that I don't know?
Yeah, right. It's like, what's, they're standing right behind me, aren't they? You know, and it's just like, it matters. It yeah. matters. And so if you want a really great reading, know yourself and at least be able to allow to have the trust to mm-hmm. be open to, okay, I'm gonna see what there is to see. And when things start coming in, again, believe it. You know, you got to trust your signs. You got to trust the messages. If you're sitting there with your arms crossed, constantly saying, prove it to me, mm-hmm. you're, what are you saying to your loved ones? You know? Mm-hmm. So it's a very delicate, subtle art, mediumship, and there are just so many factors, but it's such a beautiful thing when it mm-hmm. when it happens and it works.
I love your response because I have a few people, and again, that gut instinct of who you can talk about this with and who you can't. Mm-hmm. Cause I'll be in conversation with somebody and then we'll kind of like go towards something and I'll be like, I've gone to a medium a couple of times and here's kind of what I've got from it. And that's how several people have gone now. She's getting great business from me. But I was laughing as you're talking about people holding back and you just kind of have to let go. We did last year we lost both my mom's parents in a 2-month time period. So we're coming up on the year anniversary of my grandma's passing, which was the day before my birthday. And then my grandpa was on Christmas Eve. Mm-hmm. And so my mom, her two sisters, and then all of the girl cousins. So there were seven of us that were able to go at that time. We went and Jenny called one of my cousins out right away. Like, hey, I know she pointed right in that direction, said, I know you're kind of cautious about this and that's okay, but here's a message right for you. And right off the bat. And my cousin was like, okay. And she looked around. She's like, are you talking to me? And she's like, yeah, you're the one who's kind of holding back. Like, you wanted to be here, but you're really nervous about it. And she's like, yep. And then she went through and gave everybody in that group reading. Every single one of them was very skeptical coming in, but they had heard my sister, my mom, and I talk about our experiences before. And they were like, sure, let's give it a shot. Mm-hmm. What could it hurt if we go in there together?
Yeah.
And, you know, some good things. And I know a couple of weeks ago I was with my cousin and she talked about, she's like, that one thing. And she's got two kids and her older son is a lot like I was when I was a kid. Very like has to have everything focused and has to do everything like this. So like I see in her kids pieces of me and I'm like, oh, I'm going to have to help you with that girl of yours. Because she and Jenny even told her, she looked at her and said, these two, they're going to need to help you with that one.
Wow.
With my sister and I.
Wow. Yeah. And you mentioned being nervous. It's okay to be nervous. Now, I wouldn't want that to be a barrier for someone either, but you know, a medium is like hosting the session for you and it's their responsibility to put you at ease and to guide you through it. And I can appreciate we're dealing with things that we don't deal with on a daily basis, you know, and you don't know what to expect. And it's just like, oh, what's going to happen? And is this real? All these different emotions are swirling, you know, around. Yeah. It's like, of course you're going to be a little nervous. And
I think people get scared of the emotion of what emotion am I going to have? Because as a society, we've also said crying makes you weak.
Mm-hmm.
It's not true. Crying just makes you human.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I think that's a big fear for, which sounds weird to be a fear, but I think it is for a lot of people of like, I don't know what's going to be said. I don't know if I want to hear what's going to be said about me or about this.
Yeah. Well, and especially if it's a group reading and you're sitting in a room with people and you're like, what if somebody comes up and says something I don't want the rest of the room to hear or something, you know? Mm-hmm. So I know when we did our first one, it was a group reading. And I didn't really know. I knew she was a psychic. I didn't know she was a medium. So I did not expect any of my dead relatives to show up.
Mm.
And as soon as she said, your dad's here, I was like, I just said, waterworks. And I'm like, did she start pumping something into the room? Because my eyes are just gushing. It really took me by surprise. I really didn't think that was going to happen.
So many people apologize when they start crying. And it's like, please don't be sorry. Mm-hmm. You know, it is sad that we think that we have to hold back this emotion or be embarrassed by it. And you know, I cry during readings too. It's okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you're an empath. So that's what happens.
Hey, if anybody out there is thinking about doing a reading somewhere, I'll be your support person. If you don't have somebody else that you can talk to, shoot us a message. I'd be happy to just let you decompress. That's what I tell a lot of my friends who decide to go. I'm like, hey, I'm just down the road. If you want to go, if you want to meet up afterwards or something and you want to talk about anything, I'm here for you to talk through that kind of stuff. So if you want to just share it, but you don't have to.
Yeah.
That is great. That is great. And like, I'll have people sign up to be a guest and have a reading for free on the podcast. And I tell them
I signed up for the newsletter.
Oh, did you?
And I clicked both of those things too.
I think I did too. I have to make sure I did. If not, I'll do it at a different email address.
Nice. But I will tell my guests, it's like, if something comes up that you don't want shared, I completely respect that. In fact, at the end of it, if you say, you know what, I'm not comfortable having this on the podcast. Mm-hmm. Of course, I understand that. It's not like, ha ha, you've signed your life away.
Yeah.
So, you know, that extra layer of, gosh, how personal is it going to get? And then be sharing it with the world. It's like, no, you would never do that to someone. But and then like the whole scam conversation. Mm-hmm. It's like for what end, where, you know, I think a lot of my readings are actually free, and it's like, why would I put all that effort into something,
right?
You know, for it to be not true.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, yeah, I think it comes down to what people are comfortable with and what they're not.
Yeah. So if anybody wanted to do a reading with you, do you want to let our listeners know how to get in touch with you?
Sure. The easiest way would be to go to my website. It's italktoghosts.com. Perfect. And there's a sign up right there on the front page to possibly get a free reading with me, be a guest on the show. But every once in a while, like, someone doesn't want to be on the show, but I'm all about giving back and just connecting with people. And, you know, if our paths cross, what was the reason for that?
Mm-hmm.
You know? And so I love to honor that as well, but there's also only so many hours in the day, but yes, you can go to italktoghosts.com to sign up for a possible free reading. I also have a bookings page where you can check out my offerings in that arena. I do tarot readings as well. I also do energy healing. So, and sometimes mm-hmm. all of those things bleed into mediumship.
Sure.
But all my information is there, and you can find my podcast and examples of my work as a medium, as well as spooky ghost stories, by searching for I Talk to Ghosts on like Apple Podcasts, Spotify. I have a full video.
Castbox. YouTube. I'm there. I found you there, and I subscribed.
Yep.
Oh, wow. And also a full video on YouTube, so you can watch it.
That's
there,
right.
As well.
That's when I first looked at. When I first found out about you, I went to YouTube and watched a couple of your videos, and I was like, nice. Oh, she seems so cool.
Aww.
I'm really
now
happy.
Now you know the truth.
Yo, even cooler than I thought. Thank you so much for joining us. This was wonderful. And now that I know you, I didn't realize you did energy healing and stuff too. Now I want to talk about that. So yeah, if you ever want to come back and talk about different stuff, we assumed that we were going to talk about animals the whole time because we both were listening to your animal ones, and we're mm-hmm. both dog people. Like, I have mm-hmm. three sitting around me right now.
I was going to say Wesley's at my feet right now.
And so I'm surprised we didn't talk more about that. So
next time.
Yes, next time. We've got lots and lots to talk about, but mm-hmm. I don't want to keep you all night. So thank you so much for joining us. This was lovely. Wonderful.
Thank you.
We'll do this again.
All right. I'm excited to keep, good. You know, it's so good to know you both. And excited to meet Megan too. And
oh, she's great. Yeah, yeah. She'll love you too.
Well, if you find yourself in Leavenworth in a couple of weeks, you know, I'll be there October 9th through the 12th.
Oh,
9th through the
cool.
11th, really.
But, over my birthday.
Yeah.
Very cool. Awesome. Libra, huh? My brother's birthday is October
9th. We're all
9th.
Libras. Oh, I'm the 10th, Amy's the 21st, and yep. Megan is the 19th.
So I'm a Libra Scorpio.
Yeah.
Very cool.
I'm right in the middle Libra. I couldn't be more Libra. It's me.
See, we do have more to talk about. I will have to come back.
yeah. I can't wait. That'll be great. All right. Thank you.
Well, thank you so much. It was lovely meeting you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye. Wow, she was awesome.
Oh,
everybody we interview is so awesome. We're so lucky.
I cannot wait for the next time we get to chat with her.
I know. She's great. So much fun. All right. Well, thanks
positive
for joining
energy.
Us, everybody. Oh, I know. She's just gorgeous. And just that energy that just mm-hmm. comes out of her. As soon as she popped on, I was like,
it's just and some great advice in there too, mm-hmm. just for anybody who is on the fence or worried or wondering what to do. So
mm-hmm. exactly.
I'm all for give it a try. What does it hurt once?
Right. And if you want to do, like, you know, it might be a big step, and I don't think I would have taken it without your help, to get in a car, drive out to another town and mm-hmm. go see a psychic I've never met or don't know much about. But if you want to do something with Jennifer, you can just do it over Zoom.
Yep.
You know, you can, or you can be on our podcast if you want, but if you're shy, you probably don't want to do that. But nobody has to know that you're doing this reading.
Mm-mm.
Go ahead and do it. And if you love it, tell your friends. And if you don't, you don't have to say anything at all.
Exactly.
But I bet you'd love it.
Yeah. I'd say I'd love to hear from somebody who's gone and was totally like, they won't know anything.
Mm-hmm.
What surprised you?
Mm-hmm.
Let us know.
Yeah.
If you want to share.
All right. Well, do you want to tell people what we're doing next week?
Yeah, I guess next week we'll be releasing a sideshow episode that we haven't recorded yet.
That's right.
You'll find out when we do.
Yeah.
A little after we do.
A little bit. 9 days after.
It'll be somewhat current.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. So thanks for joining us, everybody. And next week, Megan will be back.
Yeah. Thanks, everyone.
Thanks, everyone. Bye.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to the Activity Continues podcast. We really appreciate you giving us your ears for a bit. Please feel free to drop us a note and say hi. And join us next time when the activity continues.
Nailed it.
Hi, friends. Do us and yourselves a favor and check out our affiliate, Three Spirit Drinks. They create plant-based, non-alcoholic elixirs that are cruelty-free and vegan, and they are designed to give you some of the benefits of alcohol without the hangover and other side effects. If you're looking to cut down on alcohol but still want the buzz, check them out. The link is us.threespiritdrinks.com and use the promo code THEACTIVITYCONTINUES for 15% off your entire order.